SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, here we go. Carver and Lisi with you. As we start a new week right here on Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number. We've got the dog days of August here for Major League Baseball. There's a lot of late night games tonight. We've got the Angels and the A's out at the Ashtray. We've got a little Padres and Giants. Jeez, I mean, the Padres, talk about needing to get off the deck after this past weekend in Los Angeles. Nice showing by them. Only took them 5 days for everybody to basically not take them seriously for anything after getting Soto. So that was pretty good. And we've got the Buccos and the Diamondbacks out in the desert, and the main event is in Seattle. They're about to start. The Yankees reeling after getting swept in St. Louis, taking on the Mariners, as we've got Jameson Shots of Tyone and Gilbert Grape on the hill tonight. We have plenty of NFL news and futures to look at. The college football coaches poll was released today. I mean, that makes it a football show right there for Gopher the Two. You got the college football coaches poll. How about somebody giving Texas a first place vote? And of course, we will start the Pac-12 over-unders tonight, too, right here on CNL. Mike Carver with you along with Gopher the Two, Joe Lisi. Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Doing amazing, Carver. Not good, amazing. This is what it's all about, baby. Late night baseball on both overs, shocking. Well, I know there's four games, but FanDuel only offered two. So I'm on over Yankees, 8, and I took over in-game San Diego and San Fran, 7. Oh, no, excuse me. Over LA and Oakland, 7. I can't even get this San Fran game up. Believe
yeah,
that?
Yeah, I know they're having some issues right now over there. That's for sure.
It's really putting a little bit of a gimp in my step here. little giddy up here. I need help.
The Orioles beat the Blue Jays tonight 7-4. That just went final seconds ago. Mets lead the Reds 5-1. Top of the ninth. Couple on for the Reds and two out. As I guess the Mets, are they gonna have to bring you have to bring Diaz into this game? No, they still have Ottavino in right now. Cubs lead the Nationals 4-1. That's in the bottom of the seventh. We're on the over there, Joe. We could use a few more runs, to be quite honest, with two innings to go. We could use a couple more runs. Angels lead the A's 1-0, bottom two. Bottom two in Arizona, scoreless. And the Yankees and the Mariners, like we were saying, about to start. Joe, as you like that one. You got four West Coast games tonight, Joe. Yeah. That'll get you cooking.
Well, I got a same game going, just so you know, I'll throw it out there. Over 8, uh-oh. Yankees laying a run and a half, and then Glaber, Donaldson, and LeMahieu to get a hit.
Glaber, Donaldson, and LeMahieu to all get hits for Gopher to 2. We welcome in all of our radio affiliates. Carver and Lisi with you on a Monday, Sirius XM Channel 159, Sports Map, Sports Byline. Good to have everybody along with us here on a Monday night is Christian Walker up now, Joe. Oh, and he pops up. We got a lot of Christian Walker action out in the desert tonight, Joe, for the Diamondbacks and the Pirates. A lot of player props for me tonight, Joe. A lot of 2+ total bases.
Big props.
Well, I had a lot of free bets that expire in a day or two. So we had to unload a few of them. Well, they were all from last week's Dinger Tuesday. So we needed to. They only last a week. So we needed to unload some of them. So we did that tonight as we prepare for another Dinger Tuesday tomorrow, Joe. That's pretty much how it.
All right. Anything that we win stays in the kitty for football season.
Well, that's why I didn't spend all the free bets in one place, Joe. I saved a few to put some football futures in. So we did do that as well. Okay. I haven't decided which ones we're going to do yet, but we are. You know,
we're there.
We're getting there. It's official. Well, I'll tell you why else it's officially football season, Joe. When I get the Go for the Two Power 5 preview in the mailbox, that's also when I know that it's football season. When I get that, that's when I really can start to turn the page. Tremendous job with the books, Joe, and thank you. They really came out tremendous, and as you saw on Twitter today. Little Willie was even excited.
Yes.
He got his hands on the Power 5 preview.
He'll be breaking it down soon enough. He'll be breaking it down. I love it. Yeah, you know, and it's this is what it's all about. We specialize it for you. We specialize it. We break it down.
We do break it down. He was a little upset with some of the things that you put in here.
I'm shocked.
Not
going
to lie to you. He wasn't thrilled with a lot of things, to be fair.
A lot? Well, the kid's very opinionated early on. I can see he takes it after Pops.
There was a little too much love for a few teams in the preview, that's for sure. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're just getting going on a Monday night. We keep rocking CNL, Carver and Lisi, right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you. Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. They're underway, Joe, in Seattle, between the Yankees and the Mariners. Logan What's Eating Gilbert Grape is on the mound. And there's a base hit for DJ to get things going for you, Joe.
Hey,
how about a DJ? How about a LeMahieu hit to get things cooking? To get things just going.
All right. What a beauty.
Hey, here's another one, Joe. You do this to me every night. Root this in. You know, you do all the root this in. Can we extend here? 5-1 Cubs. 5-1 Cubs. Bottom seven. They got two on and nobody out. We're looking to get over eight there, Joe. Let's extend. Three more runs. Come on. Extend.
Yes. First and second. I'm watching it on the app.
Okay. So you got your eyes on that.
Yeah, but I need you to get me the over in this Athletic A's game.
Oh, yeah, I'll get you the over in whatever you want tonight. Like I said, I'm pretty normally I'm not really too involved. I pick my spots, as you know, but we did get...
You're a counterpuncher.
I'm a counterpuncher, Joe. But tonight, like I said, we had to get rid of... we had to unload some ammo, so...
I'm throwing it over the back.
So
I'm throwing it over the hole.
So
I gotta lighten the load.
We went in. We already hit one. I had Voit 2+ bases and Hap 2+ bases in the Cubby game, so that was a winner. So we've got a couple things already working. Voit homer tonight too, which we had on the TV show today, by the way. Voit the homer.
Who is more burly? Voit or Vogelbach?
Oh no. Well, what do you mean burly? But Voit is not. Voit isn't fat like
he wears it well though. Is that what you're saying?
No, Voit's all muscle. Voit is solid, and he's not as gargantuanly. He doesn't have the girth, Joe. I think that's what we're looking for. Oh, look at Judge in the corner here, Joe. Is that a fair ball? Is that a double? Fair ball for Judge. Looks
Come
like
on.
It.
Yeah, second and third.
Fair
second
ball for
third.
Judge.
Just
second
throw.
And third.
As I was
saying, Joe. I don't think that there's Voit is not. Girthy, like Vogelbach or Tellez.
Watch your language here, sir.
Girthy. Yeah. He's got a lot of girth to him, Vogelbach. He's a big boy. I love it. It's right up my alley. So Vogelbach, Alejandro Kirk, Rowdy Tellez, like those guys have some beef to him, Joe. Voit's not in their class. Voit is just he looks like he's on the gas. Like he's just like built, like juiced up. That's what Voit looks like. He's all muscle.
All right.
That's why he's hurt all the time.
Rowdy
Tellez. Good weekend for the Brewers, too. They lost 2 out of 3 to the Reds. Real good weekend.
They're locking all these games when I'm on the...
Joe, they got problems there. There's clearly something with updating things right now. They're having an issue, so...
So is that my problem?
I got Carpenter here, Joe, for 2+ total bases. So let's get Carpenter in the mix.
Right.
Early
Yankee
and often,
score
all right?
yet or no? We got second and third, no outs.
Yet. Well, hopefully they
Let's
score
go.
Here with a double.
Come on, Bobby.
That'd be good.
Hey, Bobby.
Like Yankees bust out tonight, Joe. Bust out. Get the big
now,
sticks
you know
out.
What's? I'm watching the San Fran game, right? Padres with the retro 1998 jerseys.
Ooh,
here.
Really? Is that right?
The old school Tony Gwynn. Yeah. You know, but
I prefer the 80s ones. I prefer the 80s ones, Joe. The all brown.
Yeah, I like those too. Yeah,
the Friar jerseys.
Ones. I like those.
Yeah,
but here's the thing.
Those are sweet.
I could tell you this ball is not carrying out here. Now, Wood, who pitched, remember he pitched against them with those ugly uniforms on? They shellacked them?
Yeah.
Now, all of a sudden, the ball's going about 2 feet.
Carpenter just fouled one off his foot, Joe. That's no good. Carpenter fouled one off
the foot. I'm taking the over. You know what? I'm doing something. I'm going on the over all the late nights. I did it again. I got value here. I went over 6.5 San Fran, San Diego, over 6.5 Pittsburgh, Arizona, over 6.5 L.A., Oakland, and over 9 Yankees. Why not? No outs.
Well, look, you love overs, Joe. You go for the over. As we're going to discuss on Wednesday night, we're going to be recording. Part of our show is going to be a little wagering talk, wagering terms, and you know things like that, Joe. And obviously, one of them is we're going to be talking go for the over.
I mean, know. We're going to incorporate that to the college football season too.
You're ready, Joe. I mean, this is it. It's less than 3 weeks now. It was 3 weeks from Saturday. Now, I was right about what I said on Twitter today. Me and you are on the opposite side of, like, all these games in week zero.
No. We're not on the opposite sides of Iowa. I said under 7.5.
No, that was I was talking another tweet. I know we tweet each other all day. I mean, we don't talk to each other at night enough.
Right. Which one?
We got to tweet each other all day. I was talking about where I said the tweet that I put up about the books, when I put the picture of Willie with the books up, and I said that me and you are already on opposite sides for several weeks.
Oh, yeah, we are. But and Willie, because
I'm on Hawaii. You know what? I wanted a better shot of him, but there's only so much you could do with a 1 year old, Joe. I mean, they don't work on command. You know, you just got. You know, it's just there's only so much
like
you could do.
To put his foot right in my face.
Well, I mean, maybe he must have lost a big ticket. I don't know what he was upset about.
Lost a big ticket. All right.
So, I know we're on opposite. I wasn't wrong. We're on opposite sides of Hawaii and Vandy. Yes. We obviously know that. We're on opposite sides of Connecticut and Utah State.
We're together on Connecticut now. Yeah,
we're together on Connecticut.
Your inside info.
Yes, that's true. Going to have a lot of transfer talent UConn this year.
I hope you're right. Otherwise,
are we on opposite sides of Nebraska and Northwestern?
I'm taking the points. I don't know if you are.
I am too.
I don't think we're on the opposite sides.
Wyoming, Illinois. Are we on that? There was another game. Yeah.
I think you're just basing it off the Vandy pick.
Probably.
Because that holds so much weight for me. That to you, that's every game in week zero.
Yeah, that's the only game that matters. I like New Mexico State.
6-1 Chicago.
Let's go. I like New Mexico State getting 10.5 at home against Nevada too, Joe.
I think they get boat raced.
Who gets boat raced?
New Mexico State.
Yeah, sure. You would say that. We are on opposite sides of that one. So Nevada, after losing everybody, they lost the coach, the quarterback, the wide receiver, everything. They're all going to come in there, and everything's going to be all fine and dandy at Nevada?
Fine and dandy. Going to be beautiful.
Yeah. Not to me, Joe. All right, 6-1 here. Can we get one more hit, Joe, to get that guy at third home? At least get the push? You get one more hit?
You know, the Yankees haven't scored here. Come on. Second and third, nobody out. What are we doing? Play small ball.
As usual.
Can you play small ball?
The first two guys who have been driving the offense is LeMahieu and Judge. Driving the offense. And how about this? We got late night Yankee games here the next couple nights, which is going to definitely have the attention of Andrew Torres. Going to have Andrew's attention here.
He's going to jump through the mic.
Andrew going to make it here with late night Yankee games with us?
Not at all.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll be awake.
There you go. I know you'll be awake, Andrew. Believe me. You're always pumped up when the Yankees are on. So I know we don't have to worry about that. We need something here tonight, Andrew. I mean, this was ugly this past weekend.
I don't want to talk about it. It's a new week. It's a new start.
New series, all that stuff. Because now all the chat. There's a base hit for Donaldson, too, Joe. Donaldson with a hit now.
So that's Donaldson my with a hit. Guy. We got 2 out of 3. Let's go. Come on,
you got
Clay.
Two, Joe, you got 2 in the first inning. The top
Let's
of the
go,
first, you got
on,
2 of them.
Come on, Clay.
And Glaber's up now. Glaber's coming up next.
Double.
All right. So 2-0 Yankees. They have gotten on the board a 2-run single for Donaldson up in the Pacific Northwest. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We keep rocking on the grid right after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. We're rocking with you. So the Yankees only got that two, Joe. They did not get anything done after the Donaldson two-run single. So that's where they get the Mariners coming up to bat for the first time against Jameson Shots of Tyone. 6-1 Cubbies. They're in the top of the eighth. We're looking for a couple more runs there, Joe, if we can somehow squeeze them out. But the Nationals really aren't helping things. I know they suck, Joe, but I figured they could at least get a couple runs against the Cubbies tonight.
What do you got, six outs left? Top eight, right?
It's top eight, so we got seven outs. They got two outs in the top of the eighth, so we'll see what we can do there. Scoreless in the third, Giants and Padres. You know, Joe, you're right. They haven't had any lines up for these games. Like, you can't get in the mix on a couple of these.
It's tough. There's been nothing. Zig and zag. You got, whenever they put them up, you just got to jump in if you have a side or you want to.
Pirates and the Diamondbacks down to 5.5 already, Joe.
I know.
Down to 5.5.
I'm in on that 5.5. I got 5.5. It hasn't moved.
Really?
It has not moved.
Man.
It's tough. Has not moved.
And the Yankees, like we said, they're up 2-0. So we have that going on.
Wood. All of a sudden, it must be. Now he's throwing guess. This kid got shelled. Remember when they were up 5-0 and they came back? They won that game. Was it the Dodgers won the game 6-5?
Yeah.
Remember they were up. Wood pitched that game, didn't he?
Mm-hmm.
That was the over. Now all of a sudden he looks like, I don't know.
What does he look like, Joe?
Throw a pitcher out. Give me somebody. Give me somebody back in the day for the Giants.
Tim Lincecum?
Yeah, Lincecum.
How about Juan Marichal, Joe? Is that one good for you?
I wasn't going to go that far. I was going to go like, you know, 96, 97.
96, 97.
Yeah.
Jeez, man.
I know, it's tough.
Joe. Now they got everything back up, Joe. 5.5 is the total for the Giants and the Padres. It's weird. They got them on the app, but not on the desktop. I don't know what that is. Flat 6 for the Angels and the A's. Bottom third, 2-1 for the A's. And the Yankees are at 9.5.
I'm all right. I told you. I got two out of the three guys that I picked to get a hit. We're on the over, and we're on the Yankees minus 1.5 runs.
I have the Yankees. Yankees minus 1.5 with the Pirates plus 1.5, Joe.
All right. That's what you're on?
Yeah.
Here we go. Yeah. First and second for these Angels, like every single time with these Angels. Is that all they do is just play unders? Like any now and then, could they just break out for like a 6 or 7 run performance? Oh,
first and second's washed away, Joe. There's three outs now.
Man.
So that didn't go well.
Hump City.
Hump City is right. So later on tonight, Joe, we will get into the Pac-12. Over-unders, where I already know how you feel about the Bruins of UCLA.
I know how gassed up you are. I'm gassed up, and now the market feels the same way. I'm starting to get nervous.
You know what I can't understand, Joe? Like, in New York, they won't let me place any wagers on conference winners or division winners.
What's the reason for college football?
I don't know. I guess it's just not. State of New York's very tricky with the college.
Yeah, but I thought your guy, Abudo, what's his name?
Joe Adabo, yes.
Adabo, Senator, Abudo. I thought he was going to get things in order for this football season. He's dragging his feet.
I guess he meant next football season. So
all right. Way to get things in order, Abudo.
Well, look, it's hard, like I've said to you in the past, Joe, when I complain about these small things about New York and what you are and are not allowed to bet on. I really can't complain because, I mean, he did get it across the finish line that I can actually...
He got it across, but it's like, come on.
I understand, Joe, but would you rather be in the situation you were in 10 months ago and you couldn't play anything at all? Would you rather be in that situation?
Remember, you know what Abudo did to you? He you bought a Ferrari from Abudo at the store, right? At the car dealership, right? Yeah. And he sold you the $100,000 or the $150,000 Ferrari, right? Yeah. And you're thinking you're getting the patent leather seats, you're getting GPS, you're getting, you know, automated driving, and all of a sudden they deliver the car and the shell's there, right? But then you have that engine, remember, in the Sears electric cars, the Mercedes? Yeah. That does about 4 miles an hour. That's what he sold you. He sold you a bag of goods.
Mm.
And you're happy with it because at least it goes somewhere.
Yeah,
just doesn't do 150 in
well,
5 seconds.
You know what the good thing is, Joe? If there's anything I want to play in that elk, conference winners, etc., I'll be in Jersey with you on Wednesday night and I can do it there.
There you go.
Right?
I'll push you in on a couple. Yeah. We'll have, if the place is still open, Moo and Pig. Great turkey burger, smoked with the Carolina barbecue. Woo, baby!
We'll have to see what time I arrive.
Moo and Pig. I'll be there at 8. I might as well.
Really?
Yeah, I mean,
I'll do my best, Joe. Maybe I could shoot for 8:30. We'll try.
I'll get there.
I got a long drive, Joe. It's going to take me a while.
I know, I know. Don't take your time, Bubby. I know the area. I'm there every Saturday.
That's right. I saw you... I saw a little bit of the show on Saturday morning. So.
Did you?
Yeah, I did. Did actually. How'd I look? And there's a homer for Mitch Haniger, Joe. Now 2-1 Yankees. All Haniger right, goes
we
yard.
That. We need that.
So 2-1 is Tyone gives up a bomb. He stinks.
Not good.
Andrew, this guy sucks. I'm sorry. I know. It's just you got any confidence in this guy getting the 6-3 Cubs, Joe? The Nationals with
That's
a 2-0 6-3. Ring the bell, right. Joe.
Bing,
ring
bing,
the bell.
Bing.
Andrew, you got any confidence in Tyone in a playoff game? No.
You answer for him. I'll answer. Give the kid a shot. They need to give the kid a shot.
It's okay. I mean, it's at this. He had a good start. I think it's just the course of the season taking forever to happen and everything. It's just not.
No.
Some people are just built. They just don't last as long, especially in this modern day baseball where nobody pitches past 5 innings anymore.
That's true.
If that.
Right about that.
It's annoying.
Right about that. What bothered you the most about the Yankees this weekend? Was it losing 1-0 to Montgomery on Saturday or losing 12-9 when they left a small... Even, and it's hard to get mad about leaving a small village on the base paths when you score 9 runs, but they did do that. But it's like the day that they get the hitting, the pitching doesn't show up. The day that they get the pitching, the hitting doesn't show up. It was a very it was a very last couple of years Yankee type of weekend in St. Louis.
For me, it's more about, I think, it was annoying, obviously. But for me, I think it was more about the, I think, was it the game they were playing against the Cardinals and they took Nestor Cortes out?
Friday night. Yeah. Friday night. That was an awful,
80,
awful
80
decision.
Pitches in 6 innings, and the whole game changed after that because the bullpen screwed it up, and Nestor Cortes was pitching one of the best games he's had all year long.
Yep.
I have no idea why managers today, I just don't understand why they think just because it's the 6th inning or whatever, they have to take the starter out.
They think they're smarter than everybody else.
Yeah, because they think analytics is this and that. Like, the guy's pitching fine, just leave him alone.
Charts and graphs.
It's so
charts
annoying.
Charts and graphs, guys.
Graphs. That's what it's all about.
Charts and graphs. Everybody's a chart and graph guy.
Charts
all the
and graphs,
expert
Joe.
Gurus. I know.
Charts and graphs.
Everybody's
that's it,
an
baby.
Expert and a guru. Everyone.
Including you, Joe. You're an expert in a guru.
I don't claim. I know how to read markets, and anybody that thinks I don't, whether that, think again. I've been watching markets a lot longer than people sports betting. I can tell you that.
Wow.
Whether it be stocks, commodities, I've been trading since I'm 93. Since 93. So let's start. Let's stop right there. That's
whoa,
number
Joe.
One.
Whoa. You didn't have to lay the credentials out, Joe. You didn't have to lay the credentials out. We didn't need that. Nobody.
I throw it right out. Anyway.
Nobody disrespected you, Joe.
No. I'm just saying. But because a lot of people in the sports betting industry, like, you know, the West Coast and, you know, that contingency. They think because they bet on sports only that's we know how to do it. We know how to do it. Nobody else knows how to do it. We've been doing it a long time. Well, yeah, okay. All right.
Are you talking about
trade a market? A market is a market. That's all I'm going to say.
Sharps. Are you talking about sharps?
Yeah. Anyway.
Joe loves the sharps.
Oh, I love it. Love the sharps. Love it. And then they have so much to say. Like, you know, when they knock this and that, but they want you to listen to them. That's what I love. No, nobody knows anything. We know. We know everything. That's why we sell picks and models and everything else. Listen to us. We do it right.
Got him gassed up now. Here we go.
Gassed up.
Here we go.
Gassed up.
Here we go, baby.
Gassed up. Let's go. Don't listen to anybody. Listen to us, the written word. When we talk, you listen to us. All right. I'm done.
Total in the Yankee game live is now 10, Joe, with 2-1 after one inning. So they go to the top of the second, 3 on the board, 10 is the live total. I got a feeling it's going to go over that.
And with, all right, let's go.
With these two guys on the mound. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We'll come back. A lot more to do on the grid right after those.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we are back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879 is the number to join the party. As they are still scoreless in Arizona, Joe. I actually have that game on because it's on ESPN Plus tonight. So, scoreless. Uh-oh. Bottom four. Even Joe's got the SEC on CBS theme as his ringtone, as you just heard there in the background. Right, Joe?
I'm getting amped up. I'm getting all excited. I can't.
Speaking of that, let me just I got to bring up a couple things with you. And you having that jingle on your phone actually brings up something that's fairly significant tonight, Joe, in the world of college football. And that is, of course, in the world of... Just let me get this up, Joe. I cannot believe this is happening right now. One second, Joe.
I'm waiting.
All right, here we go. So college football tonight, did you see the deal with the Big Ten, Joe?
Yes, with the deal with NBC, Fox, and
CBS.
Oh, CBS, right.
CBS is in the mix as well.
But that should be, because CBS used to, back in the day, 1989, when Musburger was doing the calls, they had the Big Ten. They used to have Bo Schembechler and Woody Hayes and all those teams, and John Cooper. They used to have that in the early 80s. Now, I know Woody Hayes was in the late 70s. I'm just saying, but the late 80s, they always used to show, you know, those games. I remember Lowe White running all over Notre Dame in East Lansing, you know, on CBS. They used to have that partnership at one particular time. It used to flip-flop between them and ABC. What's the problem?
Nobody. So... there's a lot to unpack here, Joe, with this. There's a lot. So the Big Ten's media rights, it's going to be Fox, CBS, NBC. There's also going to be an Amazon or an Apple streaming package involved in here as well, Joe, apparently, which I know bothers you. Now, CBS is going to get. Now, obviously, Joe, the reason why that ringtone spoke to me was, as you know, CBS is it this year or next year that they stop having the 3:30 game?
I think it's next year.
I think this is the last year. This is the last year that the main SEC 3:30 Saturday game is on CBS. Next year, Joe, it goes to ESPN, who bought the rights to that. They have all the SEC. So CBS is out of the SEC game after this year. They have now purchased the rights to a 3:30 Big Ten game to be played on CBS, but it's not the main Big Ten game, Joe. They will get the number two Big
That's
Ten
okay.
game.
That's
the main
like
Big
that.
Ten game will stay with Fox, I guess, for what, the noon kickoff, Joe? The big noon kickoff, I'm guessing? Would that be the main
but
window for
good.
Fox?
Yeah, but, you know, that's okay. So, like, if it's Michigan, Iowa, then Fox gets that game. And the secondary game might be Penn State, Purdue.
Barring a last-minute change of direction, ESPN will not carry a Big Ten game for the first time in 40 years. So ESPN is going to be completely cut out of the Big Ten game, Joe. Now, look. So here you can see it now starting in noon, Big Ten on Fox, 3:30, Big Ten on CBS, 7:30, Big Ten on NBC. Wow. Like, that's kind of starting in 2023, yes. Starting in 2023.
But that's okay. I have no problem with that.
Now,
I want CBS to have coverage.
Here's where people, Joe, will start to at least try to pick up the breadcrumbs. This is serious. I'm saying to you, I've already seen a couple of the college football bigwigs start to lay the breadcrumbs out for this. Obviously, who's been in bed with NBC since the dawn of time?
You know, ND.
Of course. Now, with the Big Ten being involved with NBC out of nowhere, where do people start to connect the dots, Joe? To what?
Notre Dame, but we always said that those ties are there with USC and Michigan.
But here's why I don't know if that works well, Joe. I mean, I don't think you could necessarily just automatically correlate that's a together thing, because what time does NBC play the Notre Dame games? 2:30, 3:30 o'clock. Why would the Big Ten want their, you know, a big game at 3:30 on CBS? Or why would CBS going up against Notre? You know, obviously they're going to be going up against them anyway. I guess it doesn't matter, Joe. At this point, they're on every damn network anyway, so who cares?
They're always going up against it. It's no longer Notre Dame doesn't carry that cachet like we talked about it. Notre Dame's cachet back in the day was that they had the national network deal. So when there was only, let's say, you know, four networks carrying games, if you're a kid, let's say, in Idaho, and you have the ability to go to Notre Dame and be shown on TV, you know, for 12 straight weeks on NBC, that was the ticket. Now that same kid is no longer going to Notre Dame from the Midwest or, let's just say, you know, mountain area. He's staying at home and going to Boise and going to, let's say, Air Force or Colorado State to be shown on CBS Sportsline, like, or another network, that ESPN Plus. It doesn't matter. They're still getting exposure.
Here's who it really doesn't matter to, Joe. Like, at the end of the day, you know who it really doesn't matter to? It doesn't matter to us. It doesn't make a difference, because guess what, Joe? For years now, we see every single game. It doesn't make a difference. Like, okay, so, like, I'm watching, like, Stuart Mandel's got this tweet out. You could see it starting in 2023. Noon, Big Ten on Fox, like I just said, 3:30 CBS, 7:30 NBC. And then starting a year later, ESPN will counter-program with noon SEC on ABC, 3:30 SEC on ESPN. You know, that's fine. They'll have all the SEC product. We were watching all these games anyway, Joe. So for us who watch the product, I don't think we necessarily care. I mean, look, obviously some announcers are better than others if you really want to get caught up in things like that. But it's not like we're losing games. Now, the streaming thing gets sticky, because that's where things would start to change, Joe, because we've already seen it slightly. I got to tell you, I don't know how many people out there, Joe, know that Thursday nights are only on Amazon now this year for NFL. Like, I think that's going to be a rude awakening for a lot of people.
That's a problem. That's a big problem.
Well, I'm saying I think that the normal NFL, I'm not talking about the people entrenched in it like us. I'm saying the fair-weather NFL fan, I bet you's going to have no idea that when they go to watch Thursday Night Football this year, it's not on NFL Network or on Fox or on NBC like it's been in the past years, that they have to stream the Thursday night game.
Right, and it might, you know what, maybe in the first few weeks, viewership goes down because these people can't locate it. Unless Amazon does a fantastic job of marketing.
And they will. They're going to be all over the place.
Yeah, well, but we got a month. I haven't seen anything.
I don't want to get too far off the point I was making, and it sounds like I probably already have. But
no,
what I'm saying to you is, Joe, the way that college football gets watched now, Yep. All the games are on anyway. Like there's six or seven nationally televised games in the noon window. There's six or seven nationally televised games in the 3:30 window, in the 7:30 window. They're all on CBS, ABC, Fox, ESPN1, ESPN2, ESPNU, Big FS1. I mean, there's a game on every single network, Joe. So okay, so we're gonna move the chess pieces around, and instead of watching the Big Ten game on ESPN at 3:30, you're gonna watch it on CBS. All right, whatever. We're still going to see the game, Joe. That's all that matters.
Exactly.
That's all that matters.
And I'll tell you, take it a step further. I don't care who's announcing because every college football game I watch is with the sound off. So,
right, because we're usually thing. Like, if you're doing the show on Saturday, or you got, if I got six or seven TVs going in front, you know, you're not listening to all of them. Maybe one at most. You've got the sound on, and the rest of them you're just watching. Like, how many times did I send you that picture of that setup I had in my living room where I got the quad box going, and I've got all these things? Like, I can't hear every game, so it's not matter to me anyway.
I'm with you. I totally agree. You know, so. I could care less just as long as the game is on. The only time I listen to an announcer is if I'm out at a restaurant / bar. Or, you know, where maybe at a place, a book, and they have it on. Outside of that, unless it's the national championship game where it's a one game or a semifinal playoff game, but or a game where I'm locked and loaded. Like if it's Alabama LSU, yeah, I'm listening to that sound. You know what I mean?
Look, it is what it is. And once again, it all goes back to money. Money that me and you, Joe, aren't. Have any, you know, we don't get a piece of any of it, so have at it.
Maybe
but I think I think the Notre Dame thing is the thing that everybody's kind of zeroing in on it.
So, you know. So if you had to put Notre Dame to the Big Ten, you think it's 60-40, yes to the no?
I still think it's less than 50-50. I don't believe that this is just because the Big Ten's in bed with NBC, you know, I don't know. You know what else is weird about it? And this is from Pete Sampson, who covers Notre Dame for The Athletic, Joe. Probably a lot to unpack here, but the idea of NBC blocking out the primetime window for a Big Ten game at the expense of broadcasting a Notre Dame home night game seems weird. It does, because they've now moved, Joe, to where you get two or three of those Saturday night Notre Dame home games. Remember, they've played in the past few years. The big Clemson DJU game was at night at home. You had the North Carolina. They've had a bunch of games at night. The USC game sometimes is. The Georgia game was. They've had games at night, two or three during the season now, where NBC's on at 7:30. So that would go out the window with Big Ten being on there.
Yes, it would. So
that's more weirdness to it. He's right about that. That is strange.
He is right. So I still think, I don't think Notre Dame goes. I think if they have an opportunity, they jump to the SEC.
Another guy says, who's Tyler James, who covers them, he responded to Pete immediately saying, it's only two night home games. Either Notre Dame or Big Ten will get bumped to the streaming on Peacock. That's it. Nobody cares. Because you want to know why, Joe? At the end of the day, all the money still goes in their pocket. See, that's where, remember when they put the one Notre Dame game on Peacock last year? Was the Toledo
that was the
game?
Wake Forest game.
It was the Toledo game.
Was it? Yeah, yes. You were screaming.
Was, trust me.
That.
Remember, I was all upset about the Toledo game being on Peacock.
You were.
But I heard that's what they'll do. They don't care. That's what they'll do. So whatever. People are gonna have to wake up to it. They're gonna get their real first major taste of it. Now the MLB's done a little bit of it, not enough on a national scale to care for people yet. But this is going to be the first real streaming thing with major professional sports is when the NFL plays every Thursday night game on Amazon starting in next month. That's going to get everybody. Everybody's going to be running to figure out how to use the Fire Stick, Joe. That's what they're going to be doing.
Is that what it is? The Fire Stick?
Well, yeah. I mean, Amazon, you know, you're streaming on Amazon. So that's kind of what you're doing. 1-0 Giants, Joe, on the Padres. In the fourth inning out there in San Diego. Still 2-1 Yankees. We'll look at everything else, too, when we come back. Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We keep rocking after this.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24-7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
And we're back. Carver and Lisi with you, Sports Grid Radio. 844-843-6879. Joe, Josh Donaldson just hit an absolute bomb out to left field. I mean, that thing had some legs. 3-1 Yankees now, as Donaldson has done all the damage. Two-run single in the first, and now a solo home run in the top of the third. So the Yankees retake a two-run lead, Joe, here in the third.
All right. That's good.
I know. You need all the
Torres
runs.
Torres have a hit? I need a hit from Torres.
Not yet. He's up now, though, Joe. I will tell you that, so I can let you know what he does against Gilbert. Great. Matt Carpenter left the game. He fouled a ball off his foot in his first at-bat. He did not make his second at-bat, so that's not a good scene for the Yankees. We mentioned 1-0 Giants lead the Padres, 1-0 Ant-Man. You talk about a game that's just nothing happening, Joe. And listen, I know you like playing overs and stuff. I mean, you got to start learning a lesson with these Oakland Angel games. I mean, nobody scores runs in these games. No. It is every time they play, Joe. I mean, every single night. 1-0 again tonight in the sixth. And that, I'm a little surprised the scoreless with the Pirates and the Diamondbacks, Joe. It's top five, still nothing going on in that game either.
Yeah, maybe we jump in after five, though. Maybe in the sixth.
It's down to 4.5, Joe. It's kind of getting into my range now here where I'm thinking about it. I still like the Pirates at plus 192, Joe. It's a scoreless game. Little buckos. All right, Carver and Lisi, Sports Grid Radio, 844-843-6879. We're back after this for hour number two.